This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Maryland in Fort Worth, Texas, she writes in an email, I have a son with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. What does the research say about the relationship between food additives and ADHD? Well, there's a lot of research out, actually, on food additives, but one in particular that's a part of our food supply, and it's called gluten. Gluten is a protein that's found in most grains. There's only four grains that don't contain gluten in them, naturally occurring, that is, and that is rice flour, buckwheat flour, hemp flour, and coconut flour, those four. But gluten is a toxin to the body for the most part. People are very sensitive to it. Now, obviously, we know that celiac disease is a real challenge. People just get deathly ill, literally, when they take in gluten. However, when it comes to ADHD and some of the other mental challenges, as I like to call them, there are a lot of nutritional deficiencies and brain chemistry instabilities that causes this. And gluten is one of those naturally occurring substances that we have in our normal diet that can trigger some of this. They found that in research. So a lot of times when you're dealing with ADHD, people are seeing really good results when they just avoid gluten. So it's something you might want to look into. Look up gluten-free diets and kind of check out some of the research on that. It can be very beneficial when you're dealing with ADHD. And also there's some really strong research in connection with omega-3 fatty acids and how they can be beneficial in helping with those kinds of conditions. So it's just something you want to look up and do some research on. I'm sure when you're working with the pediatrician in this, when you're looking at like Ritalin or some of the other medications, just really do your research. Dig in and work together and come up with a good plan that can help along the way. But, yeah, the food additives can be, obviously, the different chemicals they put in foods. And a lot of the preservatives have been shown to be some triggers. There's some research out there. But gluten is kind of the main one that they found that's a pretty strong connection with ADHD. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to kick it off now and go with, we've got Bob. Hey, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, doctors. How you doing?
I'm living well, man. What's going on?
Well, I've got this pain in my big toe. I think I'm having a flare-up of gout.
Okay.
And it's in the joint in my big toe, and it's swollen and inflamed, and I'm just kind of wondering what to do about it. You know, if
is it hot? When you touch it, does the skin feel really hot?
Yeah, the skin is hot, warm, you know, warm there in that joint, hot around the joint area, and it's swollen.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor?
No, not yet. I was kind of waiting.
Have you had gout before?
Pardon?
Have you had gout before in any other joint?
It seems like it's always in that same joint in my big toe when it flares up. It's not often, but just, you know, maybe once a year or, you know, maybe not even that much. But and I'm trying to find maybe what I'm doing wrong or what I, you know, if there's something in my diet that could be causing it or something I need to stay away from.
Right. Well, there are. I mean, definitely for gout, there's dietary recommendations. It's a purine diet that they typically will call it. But, yeah, the foods you definitely want to stay away from, red meat is a big one, red wine, processed foods. So a lot of the processed flour, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods can be a trigger for it. And, you know, eating too much protein where the body can't break it down, that can be another challenge too. And proteins are your chicken, your eggs, your fish, your beef. Even protein powders can trigger it a little bit. So just be cautious on the protein intake that you're taking in. And look into digestive enzymes and even betaine hydrochloride. You can go to a health food store and look for some of that. That just enhances digestion. And you might want to look into to some of those. And health food store folks can be able to help you with that. But, yeah, I mean, with gout, obviously, I still would go see your doctor, let them look at it, and they'll do a uric acid test, simple blood test, make sure, see what the uric acid levels are. And they might need to give you some medication for it. It's possible. And if they do, if it's at that level that they need to, then I definitely would go with it. And, but, you know, obviously looking long-term of what's going to prevent the flare-up, your diet plays a big role. So, yeah, you're right in thinking that way. And potentially some dietary recommendations could help, but I wouldn't do that on your own. I would definitely go have them take a look. And the blood test will be great to see. Typically, they'll run that no matter what and see what your levels are, and they can do it after a little while. But typically, if they give you some medicine for that, it will subside fairly easily. But again, watching your protein intake, and especially a lot of red meat and red wine, that can cause some of the issues with gout. It really is a buildup of uric acid, and that's why they'll do that test. And when you look at uric acid as a whole, most people don't break it down very well. And the reason they don't is just because we lose a lot of our hydrochloric acid in our stomach as we age. So after about the age of 25, it starts to decline. And once it starts declining, you just start noticing some major differences in your digestion. You get a lot of gas and bloating, that sort of thing. And it will start causing some issues within certain joints. If it's a buildup of the uric acid crystals from not breaking down the proteins, that can cause a flare-up in these joints like you're experiencing right now with gout. And it can be, it's a form of arthritis called gouty arthritis. And it's just, it can be a real pain. It's obviously, I mean, literally, as you're experiencing right now. But yeah, it should settle down. I would go definitely see your doc and see what they have to say about it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're struggling with your health, we want to help you walk through your health challenge, take you from where you are to where you need to be. Let's go now to TJ. Hi, TJ.
Hey, got a quick question for you. About a year ago, I noticed like a small lump in my side. And since then, I maybe have, you know, 10 to 12 of these things. They're about marble size. And I asked my doctor about him. He looked at it, and I believe the term that he used was lymphoma. He said that it was completely benign, nothing to worry about. But I was just kind of concerned as, you know, why do I keep getting them? Why am I getting more of them? And what's causing it? What can I do to prevent it?
They're actually not. Lymphoma is a form of cancer, so it's definitely not lymphoma. That's not benign. That would be kind of a reason to completely freak out a little bit. So lipoma is actually what these probably are. They are benign. They're little fatty cysts that can form underneath the skin. And it just depends on how, if they're real bothersome, a lot of times the surgeon will take them out. And what happens is you'll actually get some of the cells and they'll expand and then they'll end up closing off and you're left with the lipoma. That's why people say, well, can't you get it to go away? Once it forms and kind of closes off at the bottom, it stays there. That's why usually they'll be a little sore in the beginning and then they'll end up just feel like normal tissue. As they're growing, they'll be a little sore. So that's pretty typical. And a lot of times surgery, if you don't like them or they're big enough to where they're cosmetically just don't look good, in, you know, from your perspective, a lot of people just have them removed. So for the future, cutting down cortisol means probably swapping out coffee, going with green tea. Phosphatidylserine is a really good supplement that has some good research on it. You can find it in health food stores, and that's been shown to help with cortisol levels. So you might want to look into that. But, yeah, I mean, obviously managing your lifestyle, and there's a little genetic component involved with that as well. So it's not just completely your lifestyle. A lot of people get, that's why you have like 12 of them. Some people are just more susceptible to having those. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
lot of times we talk to people about everything from diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, anxiety, depression. I mean, the list goes on and on. Headaches, migraines. I mean, big toe hurts, low back hurts. I mean, just it goes on and on. And I love it. That's why I'm here. The one thing, too, I find interesting is that so many people know other people that are struggling with something. And, you know, they don't listen to the show. Maybe they don't tune in. Maybe they don't even know about it. And it's up to you to really tell them about the show. Because so many times, maybe if it's just 10 minutes a day, maybe someone just needs a dose of hope. Maybe someone just needs some encouragement. Maybe they need somebody to talk to, someone to call and ask a question, whatever it might be. That's fine. Another way that you can empower others is for you to actually take responsibility when you learn something and you hear somebody out and about and they're dealing with something with their health. And you can actually give them something. You can give them a piece of information that you've learned. And watch what it'll do to their life. I mean, so many people, they don't know. If we knew better, we would do better. And so many people just don't know any better. How many people you know have certain health challenges right now, and they talk about it all the time? They can't lose weight. They're still depressed. They've been taking 3 or 4 different antidepressants. Nothing changes. Or they've been dealing with high cholesterol, and the numbers just don't change. And they don't know what to do. Or they've been on high blood pressure medication for so long, they can't even remember. And they want answers. And they don't really know where to turn. But, you know, the great thing is that you can empower them. You can equip them. You can give them some great information. You don't have to be a doctor to be an encourager. And to give somebody some good old grandma medicine, which is a lot of what we talk about. It really is. And there's so many things I learned from her. Where do you think I got cod liver oil from? She used to shove it down my throat every day when I was a little kid. And you know what? I never got sick, hardly at all. So it's amazing what these kind of things can do to your immune system. And just the little things that we can change within our health can make the biggest difference and the biggest impact. If we're willing to make the change, if we're really willing to make those radical changes within our lives so we can see the radical results that we're looking for. And that's what we want to help you do here on this show. Let's go to Donald. Donald, welcome to the show.
I ask you about BMI, basal metabolic. I'm not sure what the I means. But could you explain how that works? Because I got one of the scales that tell I'm 5'8", 220, and the number was lower, and then I got sick and lost some, like, 10 pounds, and the number went up. So it didn't make sense to me. And also, I was wondering if the ND program is it just as credible online? Did it is? I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that it just depends. I mean, I'll tackle both of those questions. The BMI, the basic metabolic rate, your basic metabolic rate is basically what your body needs to maintain itself, meaning it's lean muscle tissue versus the fat content in the body. So, I mean, it's one of those deals where it can fluctuate daily, it can fluctuate weekly. If you get sick, it can go down. If you're really up and you're exercising a lot and you're burning more calories, then your BMI can go up. And so it can fluctuate depending on your activity levels, and there's kind of a range for where your body's going to land based on the choices that you're making every single day. And everybody's different, and your body composition is different, and how much body fat you have versus lean muscle tissue, all of that plays a factor and plays a role. And that's why exercising is so important. That's why weight training and, you know, working out with, I would say, weights at least 3 days a week is so important, because it, for men and women both, it increases your lean body mass. And by increasing the lean body mass, it makes a huge difference in how fast your basic metabolic rate can be and your overall metabolism. So, and everybody's different. And depending on your thyroid function, too. So that's why blood work is so important. And not just basing it on certain criteria, but adding in blood work, blood tests, with your primary care physician, checking out your pituitary gland, your thyroid gland, seeing if there's any potential anemias. All of that plays a role in your overall health. So, I mean, that's your real key. Now, the other question about a naturopathic physician, there's different kinds. Online training, it depends on the school. It depends on the coursework. There's somewhere you go on campus and then you do some online correspondence. Those are okay. The one where you go completely online, it depends. If you have other doctorates in other, like an MD, or if you are a DO or a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician, whatever it might be, a lot of times those schools will, depending on the school, it would grandfather kind of take over some of your credits. And in that case, because you've already had so much formal training, then that would probably be okay. But if you don't have any training at all as a physician of any kind, and you just want to do the online course, it would be great information, and it would be a great education. But it would be something that you might want to get some other training in as far as going out and treating people. It would be good to be more of a nutritional coach and a health coach. That would be fine. But the naturopathic schools where you go more on campus for a longer period of time, there's only certain states that will license them. And those schools are set up more like medical school, where you have rotations and you have internships and all that sort of thing. That's definitely more intense, and that's more set up for naturopathic medical-based patient care. But for overall health and wellness, being a health coach and being more on the nutritional side of things, homeopathic, learning about that, it's great. It's a great education. So it all depends on what you want to do with it. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
The body changes every single day. The question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to make the radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for? That's the question. Because no one else will do this for you. Only you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. We can give you the tools. We can give you the information. But you're the one that has to come up with the application in your life and, like, do what we say, make it happen. Let's kick it off and go with Les. Hi, Les. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Ace. How you doing there?
Living well, sir.
Well,
how can I help?
I called last week, and the reason I called last week was I was going to ask you questions about synthetic vitamins versus natural vitamins. But when I went through the screening process and they said I might not be able to get on the air, I at least said that for 5.5 months, I've been practicing all your fundamentals. I did my first 4 weeks of no milk or milk products, no bread or bread products, half my body weight in ounces of water, which at that time was 285 pounds, and 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil. After 4 weeks, not actually after a week and a half, my legs no longer were swollen. My legs no longer were hurting. I no longer had to take 4 Aleve per day. I no longer took Claritin or Zyrtec, which I was thinking I had sinuses, but actually, in a sense, I had food sensitivity problems. And in the meantime, in 5.5 months, I have lost 56 pounds.
Wow, Les, that's fantastic.
Now, the tough part, of course, was trying to understand the differences with waters, and that of being spring water to eliminate that of chlorine. That is not difficult anymore. And actually, when a person thinks that in my case would have had to drink over a gallon of water, was after that first month, it became easier and easier to the point that when I wake up in the morning by 10 o'clock in the morning, I've already had a half a gallon of water just because you wake up so thirsty. I got rid of all my bags under my eyes that looked like I was getting about to be 80 years old, but yet I'm only 59. All the bags went away. Then I called and said, thank you, Dr. Asa Andrews, for doing the things you're doing on the radio, because if people do listen to you, even somewhat, you always tell them they're going to have to want to do the sacrifice first. The one that was shocking thing was my wife. I had gone to the library to see if I could get your book. Now, of course, everybody would like to think you should go out and buy your book, but it is available at libraries. So I brought it home, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, I started reading it, and I didn't put it down until 4 o'clock in the morning reading the entire book.
Wow.
3.5 weeks later, my wife, knowing that the book's going to be going back because I renewed it after the first 2 weeks and kept it another 2 weeks, she says, boy, I can see the difference. Do you mind if we keep it a little longer and I'll read it? So she's successfully following the practices also. So I went from 285 and lost 56 pounds. Never a day in my life did I think I was even on a diet. You even say it's not a diet. You say it's a change of life through that of foods. And that's exactly what it is. I cook all my fried foods now in coconut oil. And of course you also say that even in the end, you can have 80% good, 20% bad. So you're always weighing out the factors, because you also believe that no one should have pork. Okay, you know, it's supposed to be the other white meat. You know what I mean? But I understand the pork was the animal on the farm that kept it clean. Right? The other one was no seafood. Well, I live in Newport, Oregon, right on the coast, and a week after Thanksgiving, everybody eats Dungeness crab. And I happen to like looking at a 3-pound Dungeness crab, and yes, I will continue to eat Dungeness crab because it's part of the 20% bad, 80% good. Although, with the gluten-free bread, at least we now make our own gluten-free bread at home and have between two people one loaf per week. So, it's been a radical change in life, and now the only problem is, like 12 years ago, I was a pedestrian. Two drunk fellas hit me going 40 miles an hour, and they put me in a 5-day coma hospital, 2 weeks in my own bed, 8 months. You have those old injuries, but because, like you say, you're always rehealing, they get better, but at least the weight's off, so at least things start getting better with that much weight off. And not a moment did I feel that I was on a diet. I just felt, I don't know what, fulfilled each day better, feeling so much better, and it just became easier. So
Les,
there you go. Give credit where credit is due, Dr. Asa Andrew and his staff. Even though I listened last winter on my little 13 a.m. radio station KMPT in Newport, Oregon, everybody who called in always had the same questions, and everybody just wanted that prescription pill that fix easy. It isn't easy, but it's applicable, and it can be done. And once it's done, the feeling of accomplishment is unbelievable. Les, what do you think, doctor? There you go. Nobody paid me for this testimony. It's just something I did because I felt so good to thank someone who did so much for me.
Well, Les, that means the world to me. And I can tell you that your story reigns true with so many people. And, you know, in the middle of it all, when you're working hard and you make a decision that you want to get well and you want to lose weight and you want to feel better and you want your life to be different and to turn around, you know, that's the deal right there. It's to take responsibility for your health and for your life, to know that you're empowered for yourself. You have to take charge for you. And that's what you did. And you didn't give up. And month after month would go by and you would still press on and take these good common sense principles of how to get the body healthy again. And look what you've done. I mean, that's incredible. Almost 60 pounds and you've lost the weight. You're feeling better. You have more energy. Les, it's just an incredible story. And I'm just so excited for you. I really am. And it's exciting for me because all the hard work we put into that. I tell my staff all the time, my team, that if we can just help one person with all this, it's worth it. And, you know, to hear stories like yours is really amazing. And it just so you know, it makes it worth it to know that your life is different, to let us know that your life is better because of something that maybe we put some effort into and that you've taken the information and you've done something great with it. So I just applaud you. as a person, for working hard and for making a difference in your life. Because, see, now your wife is applying it to her life. But not only that, she has a healthier husband. And you're going to be around a lot longer because of the choices that you've made now for your health and for your life. And I want to encourage you as you're going through this, that's really, really important. When you start on something new with your health, it's important to go and see your doctor and get blood work done. This is real important. Every 6 months. So if you haven't done that yet, I want to encourage you to go do that so they can get a good baseline of where things are right now. And even if you start nudging away and you lose another 5 pounds and another 6 pounds and another 7 pounds and you start gathering more energy, having more vitality, to hear your story, Les, is a true encouragement. And so
can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's a true encouragement to so many people that are out there and so many people that have been struggling with their health and dealing with the different issues within their life. And maybe they're on the fence. Maybe someone's on the fence right now. And, you know, they've read my book. They read it in one day. I hear that a lot. I hear people pick it up and they begin to read it. It's very humbling and they can't put it down. I hope that that's because it's encouraging and it gives you hope. And really, I'm excited because somebody right now is listening to what you just said, Les, and they're teetering on the fence. And they thought, well, I think I can do this. It seems like it might be a little bit difficult. It's putting me out of my comfort zone, but I know it's something I need to do. I know it's something that's going to make me healthier. I know it's something that's going to be better for me and can give me a better life. And because of you talking about that and sharing your story, I guarantee you, you've encouraged other people to jump on the other side of the fence and begin to take responsibility for their health and their life and to make it happen. So thank you, sir, for all that you've done, and we're here for you each and every day. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You ever hear about fructose? Fructose is a sugar. It's a fruit sugar, and it's found naturally occurring in our foods, and it's obviously added to our foods as well. Well, there's a lot of news out right now. You hear about high fructose corn syrup, obviously. And the high fructose corn syrup, they've been coming out with commercials now trying to talk about how great it is for us and how it's the other sugar and it's made from corn and it's supposed to be completely natural. Well, let's get into that for just a moment because it's really, really hard on our health. And it's one of the top cancer-causing agents they found as well. There's some research out on that as well. Now, let's talk about it. So it's a type of sweetener that we're seeing in so much, right? But here's the deal. It's kind of half-truth because it's one of the main sugars from fruits, but the others are sucrose and glucose. So the fructose is found mostly in processed foods, and it's entirely different. And most manufacturers use it because it's so cheap, and they use it in the form of high fructose corn syrup, which doesn't really come from fruits at all. It comes from a highly processed blend derived from corn, and it's genetically modified. Too much high fructose corn syrup in the diet means extra calories and can lead to unwanted weight gain. In addition to the unwanted pounds and weight gain, it can lead to health issues like high blood pressure and diabetes. We know that. So the best way to reduce high fructose corn syrup and added sugars in your diet is to check the products that you consume. Look for it on the labels. Added sugars are listed in the ingredient labels as high fructose corn syrup, fructose, sucrose, glucose, corn syrup, fruit juice concentrate, corn sweetener, honey, and dextrose. Limit these as much as possible and try to get your sweet fix from whole fruit instead. Not only are you getting natural sugar this way, you're also getting the much-needed fiber and the antioxidants in that. So it's a key to avoid high fructose corn syrup, no matter what the commercials might tell you.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
can also go with Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
Hi, excuse me?
I said it's great to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I listen to your show all the time. Well, Dr. Asa, I actually am a fairly healthy 51-year-old. I don't smoke. I actually never smoked. I don't drink. My medications, if I take any, it would be Tylenol. The only thing I really suffered from practically all my life was migraine headaches. Around, I guess, in the 80s, I did start taking Tylenol for that, but lately, I mean, in years, I don't even take that much because they don't work. But anyway, I went to the doctor and I got my annual physical. And my primary care physician noticed that my liver enzymes were elevated. So she sent me to get a liver scan. And the test came back and they are saying that I had a fatty liver. And considering the fact that she says I'm not overweight, I'm a thin person, that's bringing her some concern. But the thing she noted was, you know, I need to stay away from the, you know, acetaminophen medications and basically to just look at it. You know, we'll look and see. But my question is there any way, because I asked her, is this something that I'm going to have to live with, you know, from here on out? And she said pretty much so. I just needed to know if there's anything I could do to, you know, help make my liver a little healthier or, you know, I know it's a major organ, you know, for purifying your body, so I'm a little concerned about the fact that she said there's pretty much not anything that can be done.
Well, if the liver itself, it definitely can be kind of cleaned out. So let's step back for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the liver is a top-regenerating organ in the body. I mean, the liver is one of those organs that can just take a licking and literally rebuild and regenerate. Now, there is a point of no return for any organ system. So just understand that. But the liver is pretty darn resilient. So, all right, you get fatty liver, and you say you're pretty healthy, so you're not overweight, right?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right, did you drink a lot of alcohol in the past?
No, what was the thing she said. Either you're a drinker or you take Tylenol. Well, I don't. I bet you I haven't. Maybe alcohol, I tried it in high school, and that was it. That was the last time.
Okay, I understand. So that just not, it's not your bag, and you've ate fairly well, right?
I would say for the most part, I would say probably maybe the last year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do. But for the most part, I love vegetables. You know, my body craves, you know, salads and green vegetables. I don't even have an issue with it. I like to eat a balanced meal.
Okay. So all of that is a great clue. And they're saying what percent of it was fatty liver? Did she say it was extreme? Did she say mild, moderate, severe? What did she say?
Well, she didn't use any of those terms. She just said that it was enough to warrant concern that in a couple of more months, she would want to have another one done.
Okay.
So that was it. She said the issue was that usually you wouldn't find that in a person who was as thin as I was and didn't drink and, you know.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, again, there are some weird things that will pop up within the body, for sure. Is there anything that you eat or that's in your lifestyle that you would find that, I guess, would be kind of out of the ordinary?
I have to just say, not really, other than the fact I say the last, you know, a year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do, you know. So that would be, you know, just with my job change and things.
What do you do for work?
It's a major thing.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a insurance company helping people with Medicare and their insurance.
So... Okay. Now, do you exercise?
Minimum.
What's the minimum?
Like maybe
once
I'll
a year?
Walk 30 minutes or maybe no more than an hour.
Like you'll walk an hour once a month?
Once a week.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If otherwise you're healthy and you're kind of like a normal thin build and really you eat fairly well, but you don't exercise, that could be enough. There could be some genetic reasons that you're accumulating some fat around the liver. That could be a possibility. One thing you want to do, obviously, is you're eating out a lot. That does play a role. And that can make up a difference in a 9-month period and start causing some of those issues, especially if you have a genetic tendency. Do you take any medicine for any type of disease at all? Or are you taking any medicine?
No, I do not. The only thing that I've ever taken, it would be the Tylenol on a regular basis. And as I said, I stopped doing that almost several years ago because, one, it really wasn't working for the migraines, and two, I started getting a little scared concerning it when the reports came out.
When you get migraine headaches, just real quick, where does it hurt the most, right side, left side, or back of the head?
I would say my temples and over my eyes. Because I always get, where my eyes start really hurting.
Okay, well, here's a couple of things. Just my thoughts. All right, this is my opinion. You're working with your doctor. I think that's a great thing. The other is you might want to look into exercise. Exercise has proven to not just pull down body fat from external, like your love handles and your hips and thighs, but internal organ fat, like the fat that it can accumulate around the organs. So 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, no excuses, no matter what. That should be one of your number one goals. That's my thought. If it was me, that's what I would do. And that's one of the major issues. Look into getting the right kind of fats in, like plenty of the good omega-3 fatty acids, because when you get the right kind of fats in, it helps balance out the wrong kind of fats that can be in the body and not getting the wrong kind of fats from your diet. Also look into a test called leptin. Leptin is a blood test that your physician can run. Have them run that check and see what the results are and let them counsel you on that. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together...
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.